Hi, this is Barbara Robinson from Wish Empower Me Events. I'm your host tonight as we continue in our series of Moving Beyond Your Past. Today's episode will be Letting Go. So hang tight as we give a little shout out to our sponsor, Anchor FM. Hey, welcome back. This is Barbara Robinson of Wish Empower Me Events. And tonight, our next episode in this podcast will be about letting go. All right, so let's get started here. So I just want to share a little bit with you before I get started. And I just want to give you a little bit of background about an experience that I had. Think about this. In this life's journey, you know, you learn how faith works. At least I did. And for God consistently reminds us how he's willing and ready to help us, even in our minute trials and situations. And I'll go back to the previous podcast where I talked about Jeremiah 29:11, how God tells us this promise. And God's promises, and I'll tell you what that scripture reads. It reads, "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Amen. Amen. And so in that scripture, that's a promise. But we have a difficult time accepting God's word, and particularly when it's a promise, right? But what we don't realize is he's unchanging, he's everlasting, and he makes very real promises. And those promises is not like a promise I may make to my girlfriend. Girl, we gonna hang out next weekend, and then next weekend come, and I'd be like, girl, I'm tired. Or, you know, you make some excuse, you know, that because you promised her you were going to go, but then you decided, oh my God, you know, but God isn't like that, thankfully. And so we have problems sometimes accepting the word of God. And when we don't accept this fully, it just slows down the delivery of our requests and hinders us and keeps us in strongholds because we're not letting go, right? And by not letting go and standing on God's promise, we become stagnated. And it leads to a lot of other things. And we wrestle with the thoughts of lack. We wrestle with not having enough. We wrestle with health issues. We wrestle with financial issues. And we don't always realize that that is some spiritual warfare going on right there. But I have a question for you. And my question is, why do we hold on so tightly to the negatives? Think about that for a minute. When all we need to do is just let go. Now, I know you've heard the saying, let go and let God. And it sounds good and it rhymes and it's flirty and everything. Let go, let God, let go, let God. But do you believe that? Can you do that? More importantly. Yeah. See, we have to learn to trust God and let go, right? I'm going to share a story with you. Earlier this year, you know, I woke up one morning, you know, after going through, I'm going to say my almost 2 years of financial challenges, I'll say. And in that process, I didn't know as I was going through that it was for a reason. But what I did that morning, and this was to be precise, this was February 16th of this year, 2019. And I woke up and I communed with God and I finally decided, I'm just going to let go and I'm going to let you do whatever you want to do, God. I'm going to step back and I'm going to let you step up. Okay? And I resolved that in my spirit that I was just going to let go and trust God would make a way, period. Okay? because for me, I couldn't see any way out, you know, but it was always something inside of me that knew differently, you know, and I asked God for manifestation for the things that I needed and the things that I wanted. And there were thoughts that would raise up, you know, and I had to keep pushing those negative thoughts down. And those thoughts was like not being able to do something or not having something. And I had to replace that. I had to replace those negative thoughts with the unchanging name of God, which is one of the unchanging names of God, and that is Jehovah Jireh. God will provide. That's what that means. Jehovah Jireh, God will provide. And let me tell you, people, now, I did this in the morning. I generally get up around, my husband's an early riser. But I usually get up around 7-ish. And this is on the 16th. I think that may have been a Saturday. So I usually get up around 7 in the morning. I wake up. I don't necessarily get up, but I wake up. And thank God for that. And about 10 hours later, God answered my prayer about manifestation. And he delivered $10,000. Do you know that $10,000 at that time I needed so badly that it was like phenomenal. And the delivery of it was like so like unexpected that it was like, oh my. And you know, when you hear people talk about things like that and you go, wow, yeah, whew, I wish that was me. Sisters, let me tell you, that can be you, and one day that will be you, but you have to stand on God's promise. See, you see what the key was? I let go. And when I let go, that meant I went in relax mode. And when I went in relax mode, that's when God got to working. Because the whole time I was out trying to work, make things happen, God was like, okay, I'm going to fall back and I'm going to let her handle her business the way she thinks she need to handle her business. Little did I know that I should have just sat back, relaxed, and let God do his thing. Can I tell you? Yes, he does his thing. But it didn't stop there. And I'll be honest, I still kept hearing those little nagging voices. They're nagging voices. And there's a difference when God speaks to you than when the other thing speaks. It's a little nagging voice. And it kept telling me that certain things weren't going to happen. Or, you know, you didn't pay this. Or, you know, you're not going to get that gig or that job or whatever. And, you know, or that contract or that deal or whatever, you know, I have multiple businesses. And so it's always something, you know, whatever it was that I was going through at that time, you know, and for like milliseconds, I would actually like almost like believe it. And then I start thinking, wait a minute, my spirit would kick in and my spirit would take charge. And when my spirit took charge and said, you are covered, said, you have more than enough. And God even went even further and he countered with his awesome favor. And so that's when I began to realize how blessed and highly favored that I am. And I'm telling you, when you stop and you let God take over and you dwell, rest in his goodness and stand on his promises, no matter how hard it is, because we are people and we like to do things to try to make things happen. But sometimes we have to stop and rest and let God take over. And when I did that, I let go. People, I let go. And the minute I let go, like I said, boom, 10 hours later, God was like, boom, boom, boom. I was like, and that was just one of many, you know? And so I never really realized what blessed and highly favored meant, honestly. Until this year, I would hear people say it all the time. You know, you meet people and they'd be like, how you doing? Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. And I was like, yeah, that sounds good. I don't know what that means, but all right. But then I started to live it. And in living it, it is a awesome and phenomenal feeling when you truly understand and know that you are blessed and highly favored, okay? And so, I just can't express enough how important it is for us to just let go, you know? And so then, you know, after coming to that realization, you know, I started to see God showing me favor in so many ways. And let me tell you, there's so many ways that it was like, you know, God is showing us favor every minute of every day that we live. We don't recognize it. And we don't recognize it, I believe, because sometimes we are so inundated with the negatives. And I talked about those negatives, in our last episode, talking about how the things we hear and see on television or social media or whatever in the news, how it infiltrates our mind, is all negative. And so it deters us. It blocks us from being, having positiveness and standing on the promises of God, because there's so much negativity, you know? And I started to see his favor show up in so many ways, and so many doors and windows and everything, gates and everything start flying open. And I was like, wow. And God's just been pouring his favor out on me in so many different situations. And in so many, some I walk away wondering how in the world did that just happen? And I'm like, yes. You know, I'm ecstatic, and God reminds me that it was his favor. And I heard that word so clear, and I thought, whoa. And then, you know, the next thing I started to understand was that I was moving to another level. Okay, I was moving to another level. And moving to that level, I said, okay, that means I got to do something a little bit different. So I start making declarations. And it was funny because my girlfriend, all of a sudden, she started sending these declarations, and her and I hadn't even talked, right? And if she's listening to this podcast, this is probably the first time she's even heard me say any of this, particularly about the events that I'd been going through. And so I began to make declarations, and I would declare and affirm, like, today, that God's favor will run up on me and cover me in ways I've never seen before, because that's what I was experiencing. I was seeing God's favor work for me in ways I'd never seen before. And so I declare that every day. Declare. You declare it. Today, I declare and affirm that God's favor will run up on me and cover me in ways I've never seen before, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to repeat that. Today, I declare and affirm that God's favor will run up on me and cover me in ways I've never seen before, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let me tell you, things started happening daily that honestly, it's just so many things. I'm having trouble right now trying to remember them all. But I noticed deals were coming left and right. People would smile at me more. Being in meetings, we were always agreeing, and they were like, hey, that's a great idea. You know, they were lifting me up, and I'm thinking, like, what? And I'm usually the one lifting folks up. So it was like, whoa, this is all right, you know. But I kept hearing that quiet voice in the back of my mind saying favor. Okay? It had nothing to do with me. It was purely God's favor. Okay? And tears would just well up. And I'll be honest, people, the enemy still kept trying to, you know, convince me otherwise. I'd wake up out of a good night's sleep sometimes, and negative thoughts would be right there waiting. And I learned like several years ago through a minister at my church during a Bible study, you know, that the enemy is standing at your bedside waiting for you to be conscious so he can put like those negative thoughts in your mind. Like, you know, oh, I don't want to go to work. Oh, my back hurts. I'm so tired. You know, the kids got to do this, you know, blah, blah, blah. Traffic's going to be bad, so on and so forth, you know. So from that, I started to become aware that I have to immediately speak the promises of God over my life. And this is what I'm asking you to do. Speak the promises of God over your life. God gave us a promise. Speak it over your life. You do it. Okay? And from the time of consciousness, when you wake up, think about this and say, I am favored and divinely made. God has covered me. I am healthy. I am smart. And I am alive. I'm living. And I will speak good to those I meet today. And I will be all that God says that I am. That's what you do to encourage and lift up yourself. I do it for you, but you do it for you. I do it for me. I'll do it for anyone because I believe that we all deserve this because God said that we do. God said that we could have his promises and stand on them and thrive from them. So we should. So here I stand today. I'm sharing this message with you just to encourage you, to strengthen you, to give you a testimony of how awesome and great and unchanging God truly is. And this is no one thing that is greater and truer than God himself. That's it. He is the only thing. So stand on his word. You may wobble, because Lord knows I was wobbling and shaking and everything. You know, you may wobble and you might slip and might fall down a little bit, but get back up. Leverage yourself. Stand firm on his promise. And whatever you do, don't give up. But I'm going to tell you, you are free to let it go. Okay? Thank you for listening to me tonight. I hope you've gained some good encouragement because here at Wish Empower Me Events, that's the goal. We're here to encourage, to uplift, and to help you live your best life. All right, you have a good evening, and we will talk again soon.